Now that
the following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, REMAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. It's Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Little rain, but now a beautiful summer weekend, it looks like. So
yeah,
I'm going to try to enjoy it.
Yeah, we're going to have a little pool party this afternoon.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right.
A few hours off. We have friends in from out of state, so got to enjoy that.
Excellent. Well, we're here to talk about real estate, though.
Okay, we will.
You know, I wanted to ask you about something because every time I turn around, I'm hearing, you know, Zillow this, Zillow that, or, you know, some other app that is tied into the real estate market. And I don't get it, I guess. Maybe that's where I'll start with.
Okay.
If I'm going to purchase, which is likely the largest investment I'll ever make, me personally, I'm not going to do it through an app.
Okay. Well, that's a good point that you make. Okay. Because you and I are from a different generation, because I will tell you that those who are younger than us do everything through an app. But Zillow, it definitely has its perks. Like, let me backtrack. The MLS, you know, the Association of Realtors, National Association of Realtors, we used to have all of that data as far as like what houses sold for, what their values are. You know, that was our private data. And several years back, they decided that for whatever reason, it would be a good idea to sell that data to other people who could benefit from it. I don't understand it. I certainly wasn't on that decision making panel. But anyway, so Zillow is, they're basically a go-between. And so what they do is they set up this great platform online for consumers to go on and find houses. And then they don't sell houses. You know, they're not real estate agents. What they do is they hook up those people who are looking online at the properties with all the information that they got from us, you know, from our MLS, right? And then they say, oh, do you want to see this? We can set you up with a realtor. So then they have a realtor right there that they send it to and say, hey, this guy wants to see this house. So then these people, and I think that it's kind of deceiving, because I think oftentimes when people do that, they think they're being connected with the listing agent or the agent that knows a lot about that house, when in reality, they're just getting connected with whoever pays Zillow for leads. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the downside of that is, and trust me, I've paid Zillow for leads, never for myself. I've never worked Zillow leads, but I've paid for them for new agents as a great way to get in front of people and to start building their own book of business. Right. But my agents that I've given leads to are agents that have had good training, have sold houses, are doing very well. Sometimes, you know, any brand new agent can just say, oh, I'm going to buy Zillow leads, and then they can get leads. So these consumers think they're being hooked up with the listing agent or the expert on this property. In reality, they're getting hooked up with anybody who signed up to buy Zillow leads.
Oh, so my gosh. Okay.
But in the end, they are being connected with a real live realtor, right?
Yeah, but you don't get to
choose who you're picking.
Exactly. Yeah. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Interviewing your realtor to make sure they're a good fit for you.
So it's interesting because, you know, a lot of realtors will say, oh, Zillow, it's such a ripoff. I don't like working with them. And I'm like, okay, you can either get on the train and work with them or get off the train. Like, they have things, even if you're not an agent who buys Zillow leads. They have things like Zillow Showcase, where you can pay extra money for your listing to get more people viewing it on Zillow. Well, if the consumers are going to Zillow, you better do it, or you're not really working hard for your clients. So they kind of got us right where they want us. And, you know, they're no joke. Let me read these facts and figures to you. One day after laying off 500 employees, Zillow, the portal giant, reported positive momentum in quarter two, but the company's stock prices still fell. So after laying off 500 employees, Zillow reported its total revenue in the second quarter grew 18% year over year to $772 million.
Wow. Okay.
So they're a real player. Now, we've talked about these Zestimates. People say, well, Zillow says my house is worth. Okay, you guys, that is just them plugging numbers into their little formula that they use across the country. And let's face it, there are things you have to take into consideration. Sometimes I will see a Zestimate and it is spot on. Other times I will see a Zestimate and go, oh, no, that is way off. Like, I've seen them be off $300,000.
So, oh, wow.
So do not, if you're looking at your Zestimate, don't take that as, you know, that's our price, 100%, that's our price, okay? And now there's a new thing called Kelley Blue Book Homes. So we've all used the Kelley Blue Book back in the day to figure out what our used car was worth. You know, well, the blue book value is this, right? And I don't know how accurate that's going to be, but I can't imagine that they can get any better data that Zillow gets, because Zillow has been around a while and they're a pretty big deal.
Well, and
so
also,
it'll be interesting.
To be honest, I mean, I've looked at Kelley Blue Book for vehicles, and it's the same thing. They have a formula that's plugged in. And they try to do it regionally, but it still doesn't account for a lot of different factors like the condition of the vehicle.
Right.
It does in a general sense.
Right. But, and that's how Zillow is. And when I read about, so this Kelley Blue Book has rolled out in 11 states. So currently they're in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Idaho, and Washington. And it says that they are designed to estimate a home's value within 3% of its final sale price. So,
well, that's a pretty big swing, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, depending on the price of your house, 3% can add up. So I'd like to aim more for the, you know, the 99% of what you're going to sell for. I think that's a little more realistic.
Well, and you've told me with the market data that you've shown me that if it's priced right, that's exactly where you end up.
Yes, exactly. And I think in 2025, you know, Brian, he keeps every statistic for every single thing. And I think at the end of the year, our listings, our Gwaltney Group listings, sold for 98.9% of what we listed them for.
There were always
a few that are overpriced, but I think that, you know, it's still 99%. It's like almost 99%.
Okay. So someone, not me, obviously, because I'm an old curmudgeon now and I'd rather pick up the phone and call somebody and talk with them. But if they were to go on this app, Zillow, and they find a home that they like, there's nothing stopping them from giving Robin Gwaltney a call.
Not at all. Not at all. But that would require picking up the phone and calling someone. And, you know, you and I both know people who don't want to even pick up the phone to order pizza or to change their garbage service. If they can't go online and do it on an app, they don't want to do it.
But I could go to your website and request through the website, right?
They could. But this is the thing. I'm pretty proud to say that Zillow is changing. What they are doing now, I think they maybe have found out that, well, what it all boils down to is they probably found out they can make more money doing it a different way, because it seems like that's more their goal. But they've decided now that they are picking, they're going into markets like the Twin Cities, the metro area. They're not letting people just pay for Zillow leads anymore. Used to be any agent could just sign up, buy Zillow leads. You could spend, you know, a couple $100 a month, a couple $1,000 a month, tens of $1,000s a month. They didn't care. The more you spent, the more leads you got. Okay. But now they're saying, okay, we want proven track records. We want to work with the realtors who are successful. We want to work with the realtors who have repeat business. We want to work with the realtors who can convert leads into real sales. Like, we want to work with experienced agents who are good at what they do. So they're switching their markets over. Instead of having them just be pay for leads, they're taking the pay for leads away and saying, okay, we want to pick this group or this group. It's not that way in our market now. Okay.
But it probably will be at some point.
Yeah, it probably will be. And if it would be, then I would assume they would pick us, right? To do it, because we are the number one team in all of Southeast Minnesota. So it would seem crazy if they didn't pick us. But right now we do buy some Zillow leads. Again, I don't work them. I buy them, and I have three agents on the team that work them, and they're very successful with the leads, but we spend a lot of money for them. I mean, everybody cannot do it. Every team cannot do it. So it'll be interesting.
Essentially, Zillow is a middleman that takes a little slice of the pie.
That's exactly what they are. And they are a referring company. So they bring in they pair buyers with realtors. Here you go. Here's a buyer who wants to buy. Here's a realtor who wants to make a sale. Put them together. Oh, yeah, and pay us. So, I mean, you can't knock them. They're obviously doing something right if they're making $772 million in a quarter.
Yeah, by being a referral agency. Yeah,
they're doing okay. Yeah, it's so funny because then there's realtors or there's clients who say, wow, you guys, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I don't have clients telling me I'm not worth my commission. Rarely do I ever hear that. And when I do, if I'm at a listing appointment and they say, well, we don't want to pay commission or we don't want to pay that much commission, I say, well, I'm not who you're looking for. You're clearly in the market for a for sale by owner agency that will put your house on the market for $99 or you're on the market for a discount agent who's discount for a reason. I always say people know what they're worth when they set their prices. So that's not me. That's what you're looking for. I'm not your girl. If you're looking for somebody that you'll pay a normal commission, I don't gouge people, and get excellent service and get the job done. Well, then that's us.
There it is. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. All right, Robin, we'll take a quick break, back in just a moment. Again, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9
Mayor Committee.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, I read an article, and I cannot remember where it was, but it was referring to investment properties.
Yep.
And that there's fewer people pursuing that route than there were just a few years back when it was the hot ticket.
That's very true. And it's just, it's pretty obvious reason. Money costs more, right? The interest rates are up.
Yep.
And when you're buying an investment property, it's a commercial loan. So the interest rates are a little higher than they are even in the housing market. And they require bigger down payment. It's absolutely must have 20% down. So you put all that together and you better be able to rent that place for a pretty good amount of money. Now, it used to be that investors would say, oh, we can pick this place up. We can put a little money into it, turn it into a nice rental. Well, now you better be able to buy it in, either get a really good price because you got to put some money into it, or you better buy it in rent ready condition, because if you're already paying a lot for the money to borrow it and then have to put money in to renovate it, good luck capturing your money back to make money on the deal. So your return is not going to be great.
Okay, but you still have the return from the increased value of the property moving forward.
You do. You definitely do. So if you can afford, like, for instance, my kids own a couple of rentals. And they have one right now that's in between renters. I'm not worried. I mean, the rental, what did I say? The occupancy rate so far for 2026 for all the rentals in Rochester, so through the first half of the year, was 97.9%, so 98% full. So
you can't do much better than that.
You can't. So these places are rented. But while they don't have a renter in, then everything's on them. You know, the utilities, the house payment, the insurance, right, the taxes, all the things. So you have to be in a position to be able to pay those months that you don't have a renter in. And then certainly the months that you do have a renter in, you still have to make those payments. So even though you're building equity, that's the long game. You still got to be able to pay the bills in the short game. So it's just not as easy. That's all.
Oh, sure.
With prices being up and the cost of money being up, it's just not as easy. So that's why we're seeing a lot of investors kind of backing off.
You have people on your team that if somebody was still interested in this, they can help crunch the numbers, right? Because that's what it comes down to, right?
That's exactly right. We absolutely do. We have a rental, a property management division. And so we have a couple of people who specialize in that and can tell you, okay, so maybe if you're telling me, Robin, that right now is not the best time to sell my house, what if I wanted to just keep it and rent it? Because you know what makes people want to keep it?
The equity.
The equity, and what do you suppose their current interest rate is?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know,
yeah, they're locked in it. Yeah, yeah.
They all either purchased or refinanced right around 3%. So they're like, well, I'll just keep it. But then it's not as easy as I'll just keep it. First of all, there's some rules in Rochester. You cannot manage your own rental property if you don't live here. So don't think you're going to move away to your next job in California and keep this place and just use an app and find your renter online and rent it out, because the city won't allow it, which is awesome. You know, so you have to have, yeah, you have to have a licensed property manager managing your property if you don't live local. If you live local, that's fine. You have the right to do it. But if you don't live local, you're not doing it. So different property management companies charge different rates. So that's another reason you're seeing investors backing off a little bit, is because if they have to pay, you know, some crazy amount of their rent to a property management company, they're like, maybe I'll just sell it all and be done with it.
But on the other hand,
it works.
I know folks who, you're right, but they were able to take advantage of relatively low interest rates, and they do the Airbnb thing long term because they have an avenue tied into bringing people who are here in town for several months at a time for medical treatment.
Yeah, and that our Airbnb market here is completely different than most places, because most places that have an Airbnb market are considered like a vacation rental.
Right.
Right. Like people are going there because they're going to the river, or they're going to the lake, or they're going to the big concert or the event or whatever it is they're going to. But people are coming here to get medical attention. So, but there's still a huge need for that. So please don't think that I'm trying to discourage people. I'm just stating facts that we're seeing fewer investors right now because it's not as profitable or easy to do right now as it was a few years back. You know, who it's super beneficial for is those people that can come in with a fistful of 50s. You know, they have their cash and they can come in and buy the place. And then everything that they get for rent, you know, minus their expenses, is profit, right? They're not paying the interest. I mean, they're still paying a management company if they're using one.
Sure. But yeah, that's the sweet spot right there, right? Because you're gaining the equity at the same time you have the income to cover your expenses, plus the gravy that comes from that.
Right.
But I like the fact that I could give your folks a call and say, if I have this idea, you know, I know of this house, and I'm thinking about doing this, can you help me figure out?
Does it make sense? Yes. Yeah. And I mean, they're so good. They can tell you it makes sense only if you buy it at this price. Now you're going to do well. It's going to be profitable, et cetera. So yeah, it is a good thing. And trust me, we have a lot of people that we help in that manner. And we're glad. I mean, we have repeat investors that have bought many houses. It's kind of become a second stream of income for a lot of the male professionals. We have a lot of people that they'll buy one, and sometimes it happens kind of by accident. They live in a small house in Country Club Manor, Elton Hills, something like that. Then now it's time to move up to a bigger house. But they say, you know what? My house is paid for. I think I'll hang on to it. Or, you know, my payment's pretty low. I think I'll hang on to it and put a renter in it. They start to do well on that. And they're like, hey, I think I'd like to buy another one. So I have a few people that never really planned on getting into that property investment and, you know, owning rentals, but it has become lucrative business for them.
It's so a great way to grow wealth.
It's a great way to grow wealth. And that's what I tell my kids, you know, as long as you can cover your monthly payments, even if it doesn't feel like your money is you're not making big profits each month. If you can cover your monthly payments, you're still building the equity, to your point, Andy. It's the long game.
Yep. All right, Robin, we'll take a quick break. Come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9/stress. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And earlier, Robin, I mentioned that you bring in the data concerning the local market. Is there any up-to-date information that you could share with us about what's happening in the real estate market locally?
Absolutely. I actually have my newest monthly market report, and it's only 4 days old, so it's pretty hot off the press. And I will tell you that our inventory is up nearly 47% month over month.
What?
Year over year. Sorry. Can you tell I'm tired? Year over year. Right. So, but we currently have 192 sales pending, but that leaves us with 501 still for sale.
It's been a long time since that number has been above 500.
Isn't that crazy?
So we were used to 200 a month for a long time.
Yeah, and just for a while, we've been talking about everything was right at that 50% where it's, you know, kind of just as beneficial for the buyer as it is for the seller, right? Just kind of a balanced market. But right now, we have 27.7% ratio. So what I'm saying to the sellers out there, you better practice your patience, because there's a lot of competition and it is a buyer's market right now.
Interesting. How quickly things can change.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you, this is the best advice I can give anybody. So I want you to listen closely. This is not the market to say, if I say your house is worth anywhere between 450 and 475, this is not the market to say, well, let's try 475 and see what happens. I would say, let's be aggressive and go in at 450. Oh, and before we do that, maybe we even need to replace some carpet and freshen the paint. Because right now, guys, it is all about a price war and a beauty contest. So you have got to have the best price for your category, and you better look the best. That's the ones that are selling.
Yep.
So
people have choices. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I always tell sellers, you have a choice too. You can either do these things or you can stay in your house. It's your choice. But if you want to sell it, you can't just wish, oh, this is what I wish for. This is what I want. It's like you have to really listen to the data. And the days on market with these 501 active listings, okay, that's a lot. The days on market on average has been 73.
Okay.
Yeah. So that number is climbing. Now,
but it's still just over 2 months, not 6 months.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's just, it's not a bad thing. It's just the reality is this. So all I'm saying is we've got to live in the real world. We have to know what's going on in the market. Otherwise, we're just setting ourselves up for failure.
Sure.
So if I come in and I say, your best bet is to price this baby at 450. That's where I think we're going to be really aggressive. You know, you've already done this and done this and the house looks great. And if they say, do you think we could just try 495? We could always come down. I'm not the realtor you're looking for, because all that you would be doing is setting yourself up for failure. And if I tell you, sure, we can try it, it's sort of like if I go to the doctor and they say, you know, Robin, we really think you need surgery and it's pretty important that you have it right now. I don't think I should look at him and say, do you think I could just try to fix it with exercise or pills or whatever? I mean, it's like, they're the expert. I'm going to take their advice. And my advice is make sure that you're getting good guidance from somebody that's got good data and can really set you up for what your expectations should be when you go to put your house on the market. And just know you're one of 500 today in Rochester.
On the flip side, if you're wanting to buy a home,
oh my gosh, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You know, this is what's going to happen. There's a lot of people that are approved right now and they're scared and they don't want to do it. They think, oh man, the interest rates are high. I don't know. Can I afford this right now? Well, if you can't afford it, then the answer is really quick. No, don't do it. But if you can't afford it, but you're just the nervous type, let's talk, because right now we are seeing houses. I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of agents from our company up in the cities yesterday, and they were talking about doing like $30,000 price reductions and still getting nobody to come into the houses to look at them. And they're just like going crazy, because especially the agents that haven't been around a long time, for those of us who lived through 2008, 9, and 10 were like, please, 50 some days, big deal. Right. But for those who came in the market in the last, you know, 6, 8 years, they're like, what is happening? So
everything is just cyclical.
It is. But you just need to know what is going on in the market. What should I expect? How should I price it? What do I have to do to get it ready? And I'm telling you, these are really, really important things right now. So just know that if you're not calling me to have me come over and help you with this, just make sure that you're having somebody in that is as knowledgeable and has all this data and can truly give you good guidance, because never has it been so important.
Okay, well, let's just make it easy. Just call Robin.
I like it.
How do you get a hold of Robin Waldie?
Call me on my cell and I promise you I will answer it. If I don't answer it, it's just because I'm talking to somebody else, and then I will call you back. But that number is 507-259-4926. Because like you, Andy, I still love talking on the telephone. I like doing it the old way.
All right, Robin. We'll talk to you next weekend. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.